I am here with Deanna Hovey. She's a faculty member in the teacher education program in BYU, Idaho, and she's also the BYU, Idaho devotional speaker on Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me.
And the title of your talk is Stepping Stones to Stumbling Blocks.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Oh.
From Stumbling Block to Stepping Stone. They might have...
Okay. From Stumbling Blocks to Stepping Stones, Ways to Step a Little Higher. How did you think of this idea, or how did you come up with this topic?
Before I was ever asked to speak in devotional, I had a student named Courtney who gave a devotional, and her quote was, "The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is how high you lift your foot." And that just stuck with me. It resonated with me. And I began to look for lessons in my life that reflected that, how I needed to change my attitude, to look at things a little bit differently and lift my foot.
Yeah. And when I got a chance to read your talk, and when I read that phrase, I was like, wow, like, I don't think I've ever heard that phrase being said before, but it's so true. Like, it depends on what we do and how high we lift our foot to see. They could either be stumbling blocks or they can be stepping stones to get us to places where we want to get to. Well, this talk is based off of a
conference talk.
Yeah, by Elder
Robbins.
And what did that conference talk stand out to you?
Well, the part that stood out to me, it was called 70 times 7, and he was talking about forgiving, but the part that I remembered most when I was just listening to conference was the first part when he was talking about stumbling blocks and second chances in life. And then when I went back and read it, it seemed a little bit different. It was more about forgiveness and second chances. But I took it as, when I first heard it, of making the most of challenges in our lives and lifting. Well, I didn't think of lifting my foot then because she hadn't given the devotional. It happened the Monday right after the conference talk. And so these two coupled together made a big impression on me and taught me.
Absolutely. And you also talk about four lessons that you focus on throughout your talk, and you relate that to heroes in your life. Can you explain more about those four lessons?
Well, the first lesson is about we just need to lift our foot. And sometimes we need people to show us the way and to help us, and we need to be open to that. Mm-hmm. And the second is, another lesson is, we need to be looking for times when we can help someone else. There might be someone in one of our classes, or a family member, or a friend, or someone in the line at the grocery store who might need your smile. But that idea of looking for someone who might need some lifting, some ministering, it is important that we're open and in tune with the Spirit to be able to help.
Yeah.
And I think the greatest lesson is that we look to our Savior, who is always there to lift us and to guide us. And when we're open to the others, that we can allow other people to help us and we can look to help others, it helps us to see His hand in all things in our lives.
And something that I appreciated about this topic is something that we'll face throughout our lives. We'll always face those stumbling blocks and we'll always come upon trials, but it depends on our attitude and how we face them that really determines on how much of an impact they have.
That's actually one of the posts, one of the ideas in a post that I just read for the devotional. And someone spoke about how important it is to sometimes change our attitude.
And speaking of the discussion board, now that you've had a chance to read those, but how have they impacted you and, you know, the preparation for this devotional?
They give me a real window into other people's thinking, and I learn from them too. I see what people are going through, and I'm thinking other countries where people may be doing the pathway program and how hard they are working. And one young man spoke of just joining the church and how it's changed his life. And I'm just so pleased to be able to be included on this and to have a little bit of a window into their hearts.
And I think that's something great about the discussion board is that, like you said, it's from everyone around the world, but you get to see other people's experiences and you get to see their stories and see how your talk and how, you know, the topic relates to so many people. And it's not just it doesn't just relate to one person, but it relates to everyone. So, and what has this experience taught you more about this topic, or has it just expanded your understanding?
I think it has expanded my understanding. Everyone is going through challenges, and I think it just helps to reinforce the idea that our Father in Heaven is there for us. And if we are open to promptings, we can see how to make things maybe not necessarily be easier, but how to move through in a way that is going to be pleasing to Him, that will help others, elevate others, and to grow, to learn and to grow. And I think that's what our life is here. We know it's a test, but our attitude, like the one young lady wrote about in her post, is going to be the biggest thing, that if it's positive, we can turn everything into something that is a growing experience.
And what is one of the main takeaways that you want those who hear your message to take away from?
That we can make it. We can make it. Brother Christofferson in the Hinckley building has a little sign outside of his office that kind of makes me think of this. He says, the sign says something about, spoiler alert, it all turns out fine.
Yeah.
And I like that. If we have that kind of attitude that, yes, we're going to have challenges and it may be tough getting through it, but it's all going to turn out.
No, absolutely. And overall, how has this experience been for you preparing for devotional?
It has been very sweet. I gave the talk to my husband several times, and he's been very supportive. And just the idea of, I have been humbled by the idea of talking to students here at BYU-Idaho. It's been a challenge for myself. I never thought I would be talking in devotional, but it's been sweet to talk to the people who are helping and working with everyone, and then seeing the support of my family, not just my immediate family, but my extended family. I have a brother who's coming from California just to hear the talk.
That's exciting. Well, I'm sure someone in the audience will really appreciate your talk and will really, really needs it. And I know for me, I took a lot away from it. So thank you for your preparation. So once again, the title of your talk is Stumbling Blocks to Stepping Stones, Ways to Step a Little Higher. And thank you, Sister Heavy, for joining us.
You're welcome.